And on RN, you're listening to Books and Arts with Michael Cathcart, where it's time now for Top Shelf. Now, Madeleine Tien is a Canadian short story writer and novelist whose most recent book is called Do Not Say We Have Nothing, and it was nominated for the 2016 Booker Prize. For Top Shelf, Madeleine Tien chooses her favourite artworks.
1. The Goldberg Variations, recorded by Glenn Gould, the 1955 and the 1981 recording. The Goldberg Variations are a set of 30 contrapuntal variations that begin and end with the same aria. It's an extraordinary work composed by J.S. Bach. It's a work that I've returned to again and again, and that always surprises me by the permutations and the joy and the beauty and the melancholy and the sorrow contained within its very structured form. I think it's probably the piece of music I've returned to the most and one I expect to return to throughout my life. Two, Barnett Newman, the series of paintings called Who's Afraid of Red, Yellow, and Blue. Barnett Newman is an American abstract expressionist painter. He's very well known for these minimalist color-fueled works, often a block of color with a line running through it. It's very, very simple. He called that line the zip and had this idea that the zip in this field of color represented something of the essence or the spark of life, and that that boundary or that line, that very thin line, would merge the colors on both sides of it, drawing them together in an intense visual and emotional experience. I remember the first time I came across his paintings or saw them at a gallery, and just they're giant, and I just stood before them and was shocked that something so simple was evoking such deep emotion in me. And I felt I could stare at these fields of color and these slender lines almost forever. They seemed to just the where they touched and the intensity of the meeting, I've always found very powerful. Number 3, Sees Notboom, his novel All Souls Day. Sees Notboom is a Dutch writer, and this novel is about a documentary filmmaker named Arthur Dana, who lives in Berlin, and all we know about his past is that he has lost his wife and son, and for most of the novel, he's simply walking through the streets of Berlin and absorbing things. The people going by, the architecture, the history, the buried history, the unspoken history, and it's resonating with all the things that are unspoken in his life. And I have a very personal relationship with this story. I've always loved the work of Sees Notboom. And I happened to be reading this novel when I received the news that my mother had passed away very suddenly. And I remember I was in the last pages of the book, and I just, all I knew how to do was keep reading and keep reading. And then I just stopped before the last two pages. And I think for years I didn't read the last two pages, almost as if I could return myself to that moment. And only when I was ready did I come back and finish the book. And in a way, it's the novel that holds that moment in time for me, which in a way has never really ended. And in some ways, there is a comfort for me in knowing that the book exists and that it contains some part of me that is always very difficult for me to look at myself. Four, James Baldwin's collected essays. James Baldwin is the great African-American novelist, essayist, poet, social critic. I think of him as the great American writer. And this book of collected essays is confrontational, beautiful, challenging, devastating. And he looks at race in America in ways I think that almost no one else has been able to do. He's extremely on point. He's fearless, and he puts words to the inequities that he sees in society. And he, I think, expresses the potential role of the writer. He says that we must find the terms of our connection without which we will perish. He says that we have to find the hidden laws, the unspoken but profound assumptions that are part of our societies. And it's a guiding impulse for me. I feel that James Baldwin has really articulated what I think an artist could be in society. Five, Hannah Arendt's book, Men in Dark Times. Hannah Arendt is a German-born Jewish-American political theorist. She's a political philosopher. And this book, Men in Dark Times, it's a very slim volume. It was published in 1968, and it's a collection of essays on writers and philosophers, so Walter Benjamin, Bertolt Brecht, Isaac Dinesen, and many, many more. What I love about this work is the way she thinks about the life of the writer in relation to the life of their work, and in a way the betrayals that we make in life that may also end up betraying the work. I think she's a philosopher and a thinker of such immense integrity and humanity, and I go to her to think about, much like Baldwin, to think about what it is I'm putting into the world and what part of me I want to put into the world and the kinds of difficult questions I think need to be asked, and to try to do that with the greatest amount of integrity, honesty, and also poetic beauty. I also associate poetic beauty with Hannah Arendt.
And we end where we began, with the Goldberg Variations. That was Canadian short story writer and novelist Madeleine Tien sharing her Top Shelf. On air and on podcast, this is Books and Arts on RN. I'm Michael Cathcart.